one of my greatest mentors taught me that you will never outgrow your self-concept. So everyone repeat after me. Say sales. Marketing.
Marketing.
Team.
Leadership.
Okay, what's this? The only thing that's missing is something that overrides everything. I don't care how good you are at these things. If you don't have this, it's very, very hard. Okay, self-concept. So, I couldn't do what I'm doing if I didn't teach this part. But one of my greatest mentors taught me that you will never outgrow your self-concept. You will never outgrow your self-concept. So what is your self-concept? You'll never outgrow. You will always be limited by your own self-concept, which is, your self-concept is, what are your ideals? What is your self-relationship with your self-image and self-esteem? You'll never outgrow that. You'll only ever grow to as big as that. You'll never outgrow. Your self-image is made up of your ideals, your images, your self-image, and your self-esteem. Right? And in this sense, I often say that self-concept is really broken down to two things: your personal philosophy, and your professional philosophy. And philosophy is the bedrock to science, remember? So from a chiropractic standpoint, there are many, many people in this world they're gonna give you a chiropractic lay lecture, if you will, way better than I am, and that's their thing. They talk about chiropractic philosophy, and it's very, very important. Your philosophy, your understanding of your philosophy around it, but chiropractic philosophy, and then your personal philosophy. Your personal philosophy, what you stand for, and those things. And sometimes at these events, all we do is a lot of work on self-image. But how many of you have ever had self-doubt before? How many of you have ever had fears before? How many of you ever felt judged before? Yeah. And in this room, the thing that holds this room back the most is our complete and utter fear of what our colleagues think of us. We are petrified of what, if we do, whether it's in dentistry, in chiropractic, in acupuncture, or whatever it is, the thing that holds us back the most is our fear. I mean, what if, you know, there's some very outspoken big names in the profession, very outspoken, who don't mind having a go at chiropractors in public environments. I have been the wrath of their tongue lashings before. And what that does is that just goes, well, because it's like tall poppy syndrome, you know, as you start doing something, someone's like, well, try to cut you down. So when we do a Facebook Live, what most people are scared of is the feedback they're going to get from the public. What this room is petrified of is what the doc down the road is going to say. Petrified. Yes? Hello?
Yes.
We like, is it just me? You guys understand? And the smaller the industry, the more this plays into it. And it's keeping you all small. Because they don't pay the bills. They don't pay for your kids to go to private schools. They don't pay your staff. They don't pay your team. It's keeping you small. So Dan Kennedy taught me this. If you haven't pissed somebody off by 12 o'clock, you're not working hard enough. If you haven't pissed somebody off by 12 o'clock, you're not working hard enough. Please make no mistake. If you do marketing, if you are going to go out there and make an impact, you are absolutely going to piss some people off. Everybody take a deep breath in. Breathe out. You guys get that, yes? There is absolutely no getting away from that. Just be cool with it. And I sat to someone once who was like, he was literally like, how many haters do you have, Ryan? I was like, I've got some, but not like crazy. And he was like, I can tell you're not making a big enough impact. Like, yeah, like your impact is directly proportionate to the amount of haters you have. Like, it's literally directly proportionate. And I was like, you're telling me like I need to get more haters. He's like, yeah. Because the truth of the matter is, the more stuff you put out there, the more negative feedback you're going to get. True or true? You could look at a camera and you could just say hello to the camera. Hello. Somebody will go, can you believe this arrogant guy? Bro, I just said hello. Like, I promise you, I've been there. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. Like, you could do anything. You could put a patient testimony up and it doesn't matter what you do. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, but here's the thing. You either understand that from a self-concept perspective, that when you do get that, because today's we're also going to talk a lot about content today, so I'm kind of pre-framing this a little bit, is one of the reasons you don't create enough content is that because we're so scared of what everyone's going to think of us. In our wellness side of things, we're so scared. I mean, my brother did the truth of the matter. Here's the truth. My brother did that video with Russell. He said to me, one of the first videos I ever did, right? Been viewed 250,000 times. Been shared 1,000 times. That video has been shared 1,000 times. Dean was, he said, when I was doing the video, and this just shows you how deep-seated this is, it's happening in all of you too, he said, I was so conscious of the wording, am I going to say something that's going to piss off the wellness docs, or am I going to say something that's going to piss off the mechanistic docs, or like, it's just bullshit. You guys understand, yes? Because at the end of the day, I don't give a shit with your wellness doc or pain mechanistic doc, whatever, they don't pay your bills. You pay the bills, you put your kids through schooling, yes or yes? So you're in control of your own destiny. You're in control of your own destiny. And everyone's only doing the best that they can at the time. Everyone's only doing the best they can at the time. Yes or yes? You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. But I just thought I'd pre-frame that a little bit with you guys, just for you guys to understand that this is what happens with content. Two things happen with content. And I'm jumping ahead of myself a little bit. But two things happen with content. One, if you put out content in such a way that you don't look at any results for 2 years, what would you do? So you don't look at any shares, any likes, any results. If you were going to put out content and not be attached to the result for 2 years, but you were going to be like, I'm going to put out a video a day or a video a week for 2 years, irrespective of the result, for 2 years, what would you do? Have no attachment to the result. I promise you right now, you'll do a lot more and you'll be way more successful than most people. And then this is what happens with content. Not only are we so obsessed with immediate gratification in this room, because what happens is you guys being a lot better at marketing has almost created more of it, is that now a lot of you can pull a trigger with a Facebook ad and almost have immediate gratification. Someone opts in, someone comes, you do a talk, you get new patients, you get paid straight away. What happens with content, you have to have delayed gratification. You have to put out a lot of content, a lot of newsletters, a lot of stuff, and then have delayed gratification. Not only that, our immediate feedback is sometimes not only no feedback, we get negative feedback. And we've had no reward. And then we go slink back into our small selves. You guys understand, yes? Yeah. Everyone say, I'm big.
I'm big.
Say that twice as loud.
I'm big.
Give someone a high five and say, you're big, baby. Yeah. So everyone repeat off me, say, I love my haters. You're gonna get them. You're gonna get them. It's life. Like, I promise you can do a video and someone's gonna not like that you've got a beard, someone's not gonna like that I'm bald, someone's not gonna like that you have a funny accent. I've got a funny accent, it doesn't matter. So you have to get out there and make some difference. So you guys understand that this is important to work on, and that's self-development, whether you get that through your faith, whether you get that through this group, whether you get that, it doesn't matter where you get that from, but you definitely have to do some work on that. I know there's even like there's Circle of Fire, and we'll get together and do some awesome stuff there. And it doesn't matter, where you do it, but you do need to do the work. Everyone say, do the work. You've got to do the work, like on yourself. Like I have a lady that I often jump on calls with. Her name is Jane, and she does something called clearing. She worked with Robert Kiyosaki and people like that. She's woo-woo as ever. She's in her 70s. I mean, there's like crystals and stuff in the background. And I jump on a call, but she's done clearing with like the greats. So then I jump on a call with her, and I'll do the work. I'll do the work. I'm like, I'm struggling with something. I've got a blockage. I've got something going on. Like I'll jump on a call with Jane, and Jane just asks me questions. She just gives me no coaching. She just asks me questions. Why did you say that? And why did you think that? But I do the work so that I can get bigger, so that this can all get bigger. Yes or yes?
Yes.
So everybody say, do the work.
Do the work.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe, hit the like button, and share the video or leave a comment. It really means a lot to me. Also, if you haven't subscribed, my statistics show that over 70% of you that watch my videos aren't subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. You do not want to miss the practice growth strategies I'm going to be teaching over the next couple of months. See you on the other side.